ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
हरे कृष्ण. This is a song by Jayadev Goswami, who wrote the Gita Govinda, which is about the pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And as a preface to this very esoteric work, Gita Govinda, he wrote the Dasavatar Stotram to remind us of the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that we don't mistake him to be an ordinary person. Sometimes people misconstrue the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan to be pastimes between an ordinary boy and girl. And it's far from it. So when we hear about the various incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we're reminded of his inconceivable potencies, and that he's not an ordinary living entity or human being. And not only that, the Srimad Bhagavatam says, when you remember these various incarnations of the Lord in the morning and the evening, you become free from all the miseries of life. It's beyond human reason how, just by being in contact and remembering the pastimes of the various avatars in this world, one becomes free from the miseries of life, but it's actually a fact. So devotees take time, morning and evening, to chant these glories of the Lord. So this is the Sri Dasavatar Stotra.
Can we do one sentence at a time?
Pralaya paryo dijale dhritavana siveram vihita vahitra levamar. Okay, we'll sing it all together, all right? Pralaya paryo dijale dhritavana siveram Vihita vahita charita makeda Keshava vrita nina sharita Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Hare Pulatare Tishta Chitta Vatrishde Jalani Bharatina Chakra Dharishte Keshava Vrita Chai Jagadisha Hare Chai Jagadisha Hare Basati dashana shikare dharani tabadana Shashani kalan kakare vani bhadna Keshavadrita shutara rupa Jagadisha hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Avakara Kamala Hare Nakamaduka Shringa Darita Iranya Kashi Utayu Vinga Keshavatita Narahari Dupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Chalaya Sivikramane Vahima Dutamana Paranaki the form of a fish, all glories. You easily acted as a boat in the form of a giant fish just to give protection to the Vedas, Gomatsya Kijai, which had become immersed in the turbulent sea of devastation. O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of a tortoise, all glories to you. In this incarnation as a divine tortoise, the great Mandara mountain rests upon your gigantic back as a pivot for churning the ocean of milk. From holding up the huge mountain, a large scar-like depression is put on your back, which has become most glorious. O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of a boar, all glories to you. The earth which had become immersed in the Garbhodak ocean at the bottom of the universe sits fixed upon the tip of your tusk, just like a spot upon the moon. O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of half man, half lion, all glories to you. Just as one can easily crush a wasp between one's fingernails, so the same way, the body of the wasp-like demon Hiranyakashipu has been ripped apart by the wonderful pointed nails on your beautiful lotus hands. O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of the dwarf Brahmana, all glories to you. O wonderful dwarf, by your massive steps you deceive King Bali, and by the Ganges water that has emanated from the nails of your lotus feet, you deliver all living beings within this world. O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of Bhrigupati, Parashuram, all glories to you. At Kurukshetra, you bathe the earth in the rivers of blood that the bodies of the demoniac kshatras that have been slain. The sins of the world are washed away by you, and because of you, people are relieved from the blazing fire of material existence. O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of Ramachandra, all glories to you. In the battle of Lanka, you destroyed the ten-headed demon, Ravana, and distributed his heads as a delightful offering to presiding deities of the ten directions headed by Indra. This action was long desired by all of them, who were much harassed by this monster. O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of Balaram, the wielder of the plow, all glories to you. On your brilliant white body you wear garments the color of a fresh blue rain cloud. These garments are colored like the beautiful dark hue of the river Jamuna, who feels great fear due to the striking of your plowshare. O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of Buddha, all glories to you. O Buddha of compassionate heart, you decry the slaughtering of poor animals performed according to the rules of Vedic sacrifice. O Keshava, O Lord Hari, O Lord of the universe, who have assumed the form of Kalki, all glories to you. You appear like a comet and carry a terrifying sword for bringing about the annihilation of the wicked barbarian men at the age of Kali. O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed these ten different forms of incarnation, all glories to you. O readers, please hear this hymn of the poet Jayadev, which is most excellent, an awarder of happiness, a bestower of auspiciousness, and the best thing in this dark world. Chalu chaya pedasa piti krite Krishnaya tubhyam namah Shidas avatar stotram ki jai Shidas avatar ki jai Shigo matsya ki jai Go premanande Nitai gaura hari po Hari po Hari po Nitai gaura hari po Nitai gaura hari po Hari po Hari po Hare Krishna. So, from any place in the universe, especially this place, which is a Bhumandala, this is a very centrally located place in the universe according to the cosmography in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And we're very close to the door out of the universe. Actually, the main departure point is Gokula Vrindavan, and the means to leave this bodily existence, which is a cause of suffering, identification with the external body, is through Harinam Sankirtan. And those who follow in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the most recent incarnation of Krishna, who is the combination of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, he's the most merciful avatar of Krishna, and who comes for his own esoteric internal reasons, but also for reasons that are to help people go back home, back to God. And if one simply follows in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can attain success in this very short human lifetime. And given all of these great advantages, we can take this opportunity fully in our lives and try to give it to as many other people as possible. And the most auspicious way to make this available to people is through the Srimad Bhagavatam, because the Srimad Bhagavatam is a literary incarnation of Krishna. Krishna swadhamo pagate dharma ganadi bisaha kalo nasha drishamesha purar narko donodita. It's just like the sun. It's arisen just after Lord Krishna left, and the Srimad Bhagavatam is incarnated. So, for some time, we've been distributing sets of Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, it's an interesting phenomena in America. There were only a couple hundred sets of Srimad Bhagavatams going out, maximum, every year, through all the different channels, all the different temples, and there are hundreds of outlets, but just a small amount of Srimad Bhagavatam. But then when we made a concerted effort, we decided to bring the Srimad Bhagavatam out and show it to people and make it available by recommending it. But then it was 400, and then 600, and then 800, and then 1200, and 1500. Just by giving a little attention, because where attention goes, energy flows. And then, by using our God-given intelligence to figure out ways to increase the sale of Bhagavatam, much the way CEOs are sitting around thinking how to increase the sale of automobiles. Not that we don't have enough automobiles riding around. Or people try to think about how to sell various kinds of toys. Everyone's thinking of how to sell something. But those who give their intelligence to figuring out how to expand the distribution of the Srimad Bhagavatam actually develop transcendental intelligence and are using their intelligence in Krishna's service in a very practical way. The good that it does to get the Srimad Bhagavatam out to people is one can see for oneself. When somebody accepts a Srimad Bhagavatam in one's home, it's not an ordinary event. It actually changes the whole family. And Srila Prabhupada especially wanted the sets of Bhagavatams go out, sets of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, these books he wrote especially to bring the essence of Krishna consciousness to people all over the world. So at the beginning of this year at ISV, our temple in Silicon Valley, we got together, and some of the Sankirtan leaders were telling me that we've been distributing so many sets of Bhagavatams door to door that they're having to find places much further away to distribute them. They have to drive long distance to find new territory. So then we talked about employing a new method for presenting Srimad Bhagavatam, which is when we meet people, then we invite them to become the distributors of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because generally, if somebody is advanced enough to accept a set of Srimad Bhagavatams, they'll be advanced enough to pass it on to their friends as well. And also that if we go with the mood of empowerment, and where do we get the empowerment? From Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he taught that every person in the world, he actually ordered everybody in the universe should take up spreading the Sankirtan movement. That includes everybody that we meet. So by the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we feel confident that if we offer people the opportunity to immediately become distributors of Srimad Bhagavatam, they can take it up. So we decided to take shelter of the Matsya Avatar, who we sang about tonight. It's Krishna's form, who comes to save the Vedas by keeping them up on the boat. Krishna has a great interest in the Vedas being available to people all over the world, because it's a huge project he has. Out of compassion, he wants every living entity to come back to the spiritual world. And the main light that comes through is through the Vedic wisdom, which culminates in Srimad Bhagavatam. We don't have time to read the Vedas in this day and age, nor do we have the wherewithal to do it. It takes a pristine environment. You have to grow up in an ashram somewhere, and you have to memorize the Vedic verses. Even then, they're not meaningful to us in this age. We can't comprehend them. However, out of his great wisdom, Srila Vyasadeva, who is known as the compiler of the Vedas, the editor who puts them into sections, brings forth from the Vedas the most important part of the Vedas, the transcendental section, the Upanishads. He then gives a concise summary in the Brahma Sutra. But people can't read that either, because it's very terse. It's just sutras, codes. But the natural commentary on the Brahma Sutra is the Srimad Bhagavatam. And it is said, Nigama Kalpa Taro Galitam Palam Shukamukaram Rita Dravasam Yutam Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Mahura Hora Sika Bhuvi Bhavukaha. This Bhagavatam is the mature fruit from the tree of Vedic literature. That is something to behold. The mature fruit from the tree of Vedic literature. How satisfying would that be to the soul? But it's even better than that. It said that this fruit is in a semi-solid form. So you don't even have to peel it. The fruit doesn't need to be peeled, nor do you even have to chew it. It's almost like a smoothie. You can just drink it. And it's so intoxicating that when you drink this, out of spiritual happiness, you'll faint. That's what people are really looking for, but instead they make a mistake and they drink alcohol that actually makes them faint, and then they wake up feeling sick and disoriented and they lost all their money. But this is different. This is becoming intoxicated by the nectar of the spiritual world. So Shukadeva Goswami spoke this and made it available to the world. We have the version of Srimad Bhagavatam, eternal version, but it's 18,000 verses. There are other versions of Srimad Bhagavatam, according to Jiva Goswami and his Tattva Sandarbha, that have many more verses. I mean, just getting this into people's homes is quite a feat, because it takes up a little bit of space in their home, which is a good thing, because then they really notice it. But imagine if we had the million verse version. They would have to move out of their house in order to make the Srimad Bhagavatam accommodated in their homes. So Gomatsya, this was a project we founded at the beginning of the year. And this is the way it works. When we meet people and introduce them to Krishna consciousness, we offer them an opportunity to start in Krishna consciousness by chanting Hare Krishna, associating with devotees, and by keeping sacred literatures in their home for the purpose of hearing the transcendental sound vibration amongst themselves. And not only that, for the purpose of preserving this great literature, because the more places it's available, the more places that we place this book, the more it will be maintained all over the world. This is called preservation through mass distribution and through education, so people know the value of what this book is. So instead of just offering people a set of Bhagavatams and then they can buy it, which is extremely auspicious, and it's been something that's been enlivening to us for years, and the people who take them become devotees very quickly and readily. But we're also now, when we meet people and show them the Bhagavatam, we invite them to join Gomatsya and become either an advocate, a distributor, or an organizer. Three levels. Which gives, when human beings see a ladder to climb, they start thinking, how can I climb it? So what we're encouraging people to do is think of all the people on their list who would like to have a Srimad Bhagavatam. And then they can directly make that available to those people. We'll empower them to do that by giving them instruction and materials that will direct them how to make the Bhagavatams available. One woman that Malini Devi Dasi, our co-Sankirtan leader, met in the Bay Area, joined Gomatsya right away. She thought it was a fantastic idea. And of course she took a set of Bhagavatams for herself. Rather than just giving the normal $250, she gave $500 to support Matsya. And then she went out and she had seven friends who she knew could take a set of Bhagavatams right away. And so she went out and asked them to take sets of Srimad Bhagavatams. And then, of course, the idea was those seven people could also join Gomatsya and reach out to their friends and so forth. So in this way, we intend to invite people to be part of something that's bigger than themselves. There are a lot of good causes in the world nowadays, but there's only one great cause. And that's making Krishna available in people's homes in the form of the Srimad Bhagavatam and the holy names. And I guarantee you, I promise you, that Srila Prabhupada will be especially pleased by this kind of distribution, because he painstakingly put together the Bhagavatam, brought it to America in trunks, and then went on translating until his last breath. And those who endeavor to make this great work available to people all over the world will endear themselves to the author forever. Promise. So I'd like to hear from all of you. Any reflections you have from the time we've had together over the last few days, or any thoughts or questions about the Gomatsya program? Yes.
Sankirtan leaders who are very much Grahasthas, both of them, as we understand, and how wonderfully they've gone about in organizing it and how they're doing it so nicely. And just a few words on that.
So he's asking for me to describe how the co-Sankirtan leaders at ISKCON of Silicon Valley have worked together. Their Grahasthas, how are they doing it? So Malini Devi Dasi is married to Srivas Pandit. They're a very solid family. And they are very steady practitioners of bhakti. And they both have services to engage in. Sri Krishna Purushottam is also Grahastha. And he has his own family. And they started perhaps 5 years ago as co-Sankirtan leaders and took up the responsibility side by side, because I was... see that when there's teamwork and collaboration, there's a lot more balance and innovation and so forth. So they work and they take care of family, everything like that, but then they dedicate themselves to this service of organizing the Sankirtan party together. That means helping to set goals for the year, for the months, to help encourage devotees, to empower people in various positions. For instance, there's a fulfillment director that makes sure that the book stock is always at the right level. And there are people who take care of the accounting. there are different departments of book distribution, and they oversee all of those. And they're extremely happy in their service. It's a very blissful service. Because there's always, what Prabhupada told us was in management, to make sure that there's always a fresh challenge. And that's what actually makes our sanghas exciting. We hear and chant together, it's very nourishing, and then we should have a fresh challenge in the mission. Something that seems a little out of reach, but we have to pray to Lord Chaitanya to reach it. And we have to innovate and organize in order to reach it. And in those gaps of going from one level to the next and reaching new goals, the devotees make rapid advancement in Krishna consciousness. Yes?
Along with the hard copy of Srimad Bhagavatam, is there any audio books also available, like we can play, we can place the audio like a music box, like Rupa Dachanti box, in the same way, place in the same place where the books are available and play them. While you can't read, you can do the home, like kitchen work, and in the background, Srimad Bhagavatam part is going on. So,
yes.
It's a good idea?
Yes, it's a good idea, and we have some recordings of the Srimad Bhagavatam that you could put together and offer to people. Some of them are not up to the highest standard, but there is there will be soon a licensed and very polished version available that's coming soon from an affiliate of the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. So think something to keep on your list, and I can talk to you more about that, making that available to you.
And if it's recommended to read Srimad Bhagavatam on train, probably?
Is it recommended to read Srimad Bhagavatam on a train?
Yeah.
Yes. Trains were especially built. Because, I mean, trains are so nice for reading, because you can sit there and think, I'm going to my destination, meanwhile I'm hearing it chanting. I've always loved that. When I was a brahmacharya, I spent 3 months a year in South India, and we used to just get on the trains and ride, and we just sit there and read and chant and look out the window and then get off at some holy place, and it was so nice. So yes, it's meant to be read on the train for sure. Yes, Prabhu is mentioning that it leaves an imprint on the minds. I'm repeating what people are saying because it goes into this microphone on here. But yeah, it leaves an imprint.
Yes.
And when you're reading it in public, people see it, right?
They suddenly see that, what is this?
Yes.
Maybe if we go on the same train and by chance every day we find the same passengers, on one day they might ask, what is the Vishnu, what is that?
Absolutely. You should sign up somebody on Gomatsya on your way to work. Every time Sri Krishna Purushottam gets on a plane or a train or a bus or anything, we always start seeing pictures coming in on WhatsApp of him smiling. Everybody on the bus or train has a book, and the pilot has one, the driver. You know, he always takes his book to read, but he also makes them available to everybody else. Yeah.
It's not that a child, like a child gets a new game and it starts playing with that new game initially few days. We want to make it a habit. I mean, after installation from yesterday, we have started reading it also as a regular habit in addition to the normal rounds of things. So while I'm reading from it, I thought I should make a beginning so that the rest of the family members will follow. There are some beautiful excerpts there. There's a general reading, and then certain parts you find it very touching, important. Can one take the liberty of just marking certain things on there?
Yeah, you can do that.
Next time when you have to pick up some of those things, one way is that you can prepare the notes. Second way is that there itself you can highlight so that when you go on the second round, you pick up those things and rest of the things will automatically come in. Is it okay or it is
yes.
in disregard to the Bhagavatam?
No, it's okay. There's a couple ways you can do it. Some people underline, you know, the sections, or and then also you can get these little flags from the office supply store. There's a whole packet of flags where you can pull them out. They're plastic colored flags, and you can also put them in. All my Bhagavatams have hundreds of those. I mean, if you look at it, it's multicolored, and you can color code the sections that you're marking. And it is nice because you're going to read the Bhagavatam over and over again, and you'll come back to those sections and remember that those particular areas that were important. The reason I say we're at liberty to do that is because I read in the Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Vaibhav that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would also put markings in the books that he was reading. So sometimes people say, oh, you can't do that. But since one of our acharyas did it, I feel at liberty to suggest it.
For instance, yesterday in the introductory part, I read that Srimad Bhagavatam is yesterday in the introductory part that I read initial few pages, in addition to a rereading of the same preface that we read on Saturday, there was a beautiful sentence, opening sentence of one of the paragraphs. It says that Srimad Bhagavatam is science of Krishna. It is such a beautiful sentence that it's the science of Krishna. So if you read Bhagavatam, that means you are trying to understand Krishna.
You know, collecting these is very helpful for one's own practice of Krishna consciousness, and it's also helpful in teaching it to others. Because when you find passages or sentences or phrases that are very meaningful to you, you can incorporate it in your presentation. And these are very effective. And like, for instance, if you're offering the Srimad Bhagavatam, if you've compiled some of the points that are especially meaningful to you, and you can speak them or show them on a paper, then it makes it more potent because it's coming from things that you like in the books.
That's precisely the idea. That is where I thought I would set the permission that if I'm doing the markings, we buy better. That's one. Secondly, yesterday I was discussing with Rupesh Prabhuji. So some of us have got the Bhagavatam installed at our place, and the Bhagavatam installed at our place. This is, that was my suggestion, and to which Rupesh Prabhuji has agreed that, like we have Sangha every Friday, we can probably have one additional session in addition to this Friday regular Sangha, once in fortnight or so. All of us, we come after reading some particular part of Srimad Bhagavatam, and then come and discuss it there. Because everyone will have one's own realizations about that part of Srimad Bhagavatam. And this will be an enriching process to understand more about what is written there. And the thoughts that I have, thoughts that Aniket Prabhu has got, or the Rish Prabhu has got, it will enrich all of us together by doing this. This is my thought.
Yes, it's completely valid, and Krishna recommends it in the Gita. Machita magata prana bodhayanta parasparam katayanta shamam nityam tushanti cha ramanti cha. He says that my devotees spend their time discussing again and again and preaching to each other about the science of Bhagavad Gita, the glories of Krishna, and that way tushanti cha ramanti cha. They feel satisfaction and happiness from doing that. There's also, you have WhatsApp?
Yes, we have.
So there are other ways to also share electronically. You know, while you're reading, you can share all kinds of passages and things like that. It's a great idea. What else?
As you have said that you can read this book in train or anywhere, I feel that it's a very sacred book.
Yes.
So anytime, anywhere, and wherever you can, or you have to pray, and you have to follow the sanctity of a sacred book.
Well, yes, you should pray, And you should also follow the sanctity of the book. For instance, we don't take it into a washroom or something like that. We're careful about these things. The books are meant to be read. And if you're traveling and you don't want to bring the book with you because it may be heavy for you or something, you can also have the electronic version as well to read it. But before we begin the reading of Srimad Bhagavatam, no matter where we are, we always say a prayer to the spiritual master and also to the Bhagavatam itself, especially Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, which is the opening lines of. So even at home, when Nirkul and I read together, we'll begin with these things. Or when we're driving somewhere, and I'll pull out the book and begin to read, we always say our prayers ahead of time. Of course, you can sit down and do a full puja to the Bhagavatam before you present, you know. And it is sacred. It is Krishna himself. But Krishna is also distributing himself in this age in the form of this book. I mean, we take books out and distribute them to people who don't yet know the full value of it. And so is it a risk? Yes, to some degree it's a risk, but in this age of Kali, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took unlimited risks to save the people of the age, to make sure that it was available, and Prabhupada did too. He had us distribute books at airports to anybody that was coming through, and Bhagavatams. He knew we were distributing first canto, second canto. In fact, the way it was back then was Prabhupada was working on the books, and we'd be out all day long, every day, distributing them. And as they'd come from the printer, they'd just get in a van and they'd bring them out to us wherever we were. It was almost like when you have an IV hooked up and then you put a new bag on it. So we'd have those, and we were distributing, you know, third canto, fourth canto, fifth canto, sixth canto, seventh canto, all those to the general public. And Prabhupada even had us print massive copies of the sixth canto for mass distribution that went everywhere, because that's about the holy name. So yes, we should fully respect the sacredness of the book, but it's not that we can't take it out with us, and it's also not that we can't make it available to people. We're spiritual entrepreneurs, and the principle of giving people the opportunity to take the knowledge and for it to take root all over the world is the highest principle. As Krishna mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, if you make this knowledge available to people, then you're the most dear to Krishna. Yes.
I just wanted to say that we have a very nice sangha here, and everybody is coming up themselves and trying to help in different ways. So I really feel hopeful that we can do it together.
I've noticed a very wonderful harmony in this group. Everyone's at a very high level of enthusiasm, cooperation, and that's really, I mean, we were very attracted to come here because of you. And we know that when there's a small group of devotees who are vitally interested in hearing and chanting and distributing books, that it will expand into something amazing. It's already amazing, but it'll continue to grow, just like Vamandev. He just like starts with a little thing and then all of a sudden it takes off. And that's what we're interested in. Just as much as, you know, regular entrepreneurs are interested in starting up companies and watching them grow into huge enterprises, so we're spiritual entrepreneurs. We're interested in expanding this enterprise of this mass distribution of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and all the books that Srila Prabhupada gave us, he bequeathed to us. It's a good lifestyle. It's the best work that you can get on the planet today, bar none. And if you do that, plus hear and chant yourself, you'll be perfectly situated in this lifetime and attain the highest goal of life. Without question. Prabhupada said that so many times. So,
for those words of encouragement, if I have the permission from all of you, may I request Prabhuji next
What we can do is you set some goals for Gomatsya,
yes,
and let me know the goals,
yes,
and then when you either have them fully in hand that you know you're going to hit your goal or you've already hit your goal, then we'll make a definite date to come back. Hare Krishna.
I was with Prabhuji and Mataji for the last 6 days. Both of us spent a lot of time, and we've been to many Soho Manor. Prabhuji had a meeting with Siddhartha Prabhu and Nikhil Prabhu, who are the Sankirtan leaders. And one of the things which I feel very strongly about that we can make a big difference is the temple really needs our help, because right now this culture of really understanding the mood behind the book distribution, it was not even that clear to me personally, and especially to my wife. And she felt after the visit of Prabhuji that there is a very clear clarity that why we are doing this activity. And I'm sure some of you would be on the same page before as well. So now that that is clear, we can set an example for the temple as a small group by taking the Srimad Bhagavatam door to door, because Harikirtan Prabhu always tells me that, Prabhu, we have to do it. We have to do it. And once we do it, everybody else at the temple who's associated will do it. Because it's a matter of encouragement, as Prabhuji spoke about last time. So if we are able to even take, you know, small steps and celebrate small successes, then Siddhartha Prabhu and Nikhil Prabhu will be so happy. All they have to do is announce these scores in the Bhagavatam class, and the devotees will come from all corners to help us on this project. So, and I feel like the reason I asked the question about the Sankirtan leaders is that they are grihasthas, and you know, they are doing hundreds and hundreds of sets of Srimad Bhagavatam every month, and many other books actually. And if you look at the brahmacharis at the manor, they are, of course they all go out, but it's only Siddhartha Prabhu and Nikhil Prabhu and few other brahmacharis. But if devotees like you who all are so interested, if you all go out and set that example, trust me, the whole big congregation of manor will follow on your footsteps. So I'm also very grateful that we have this privilege, and it is very rare when Prabhuji and Mataji would travel and actually have two meetings on the same subject. So it's not a coincidence, it's a special Krishna's arrangement that when they landed, we talked about Gomatsya, and when they are leaving, we are talking about Gomatsya. So take this as a very special arrangement, and let's pray, and we request Prabhuji and Mataji to do a prayer for us strong sadhana, and for us to take these sets of Bhagavatams, as many doses as possible, and nourish our Krishna consciousness in that process, and involve all the children in this process, so they can...
Dear Srila Prabhupada, all the great Acharyas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, dear Lord Krishna, please empower QST, Queen Sankirtan team, to always have a taste for hearing and chanting, always feel the mood of cooperation amongst themselves for the highest cause, which is to spread Krishna consciousness, and to be innovative and daring and active in distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, especially the Srimad Bhagavatam, through this program we've called Gomatsya. Please give them all intelligence, all strength, and all resources to expand this program and make this the spearhead, the tip of the spear for expanding the Gomatsya program all over the world. Thank you for considering our request. Hare Krishna. Go Premanande. Just as a reminder, one of the main tenets of Gomatsya is to really work with people that you already know. And there's going cold calling, but actually Gomatsya is really about finding connections with people that you're already familiar with, that are already spiritually inclined, and that already know you, and that you can make the books available to, and encouraging them to do the same thing through what we call your warm market. Hare Krishna. Vansha kalpadrubhascha kripasinabhivacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha anantakoti vaishnavindiki jai gopremanande
nitai nacharyarmarman Nacharyarmarman, Nacharyarmarman, hey, Nacharyarmarman, Nacharyarmarman,
Nacharya Marman, Nacharya Marman.